patterns of our society are being disrupted.
Raising to a new level.
Alright, so I guess we've got some alarmist reporting happening out there, and I figured I should check in and talk about it real quick. AMTV is on YouTube declaring the beginning of World War III is here because of an attack that was of unknown origin launched at Iran, a rogue missile, and tensions heating up between us and Saudi Arabia and Iran, and our crumbling relationships with both countries. This particular video also goes on to paint California as in a state of martial law. Ham radio has been banned and all this stuff. I'm still investigating all this, and as much as I want to keep it light, I will definitely reflect on this later, because there's a lot of scared people right now. Our democracy, I really should say our republic, because we're not a democracy, we're a republic, and people forget that. And then when they hear it, they're like, we're not a republic, we're a democracy. It's just the same term. And, you know, people that are half educated and only get their information from news websites like CNN and or Fox. I, however, take a different stance. I'm a anarcho-Christian. And I don't believe in any of this crap. I don't believe that we're able to govern ourselves anymore. And the time has come for us to re-seize control of our country by hook or by crook. It really doesn't matter. And reboot. And some people might be thinking, this is really not the time to reboot, considering that we are in the midst of a complete political crisis between the impeachment with Trump, whether you're for it or against it, the complete lack of feasible leadership coming from the candidates on the left. It is a complete clown show and a disaster, and you still have people walking around believing that it all means something. Take my word for it, it means nothing, okay? Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Beto O'Rourke, or whatever his name is, none of these people are decent leaders. They're propagandists. Propagandists that can be likened to ones that were during Stalin's reign or before Stalin's reign, and Hitler and all these people. It's the same exact thing. It's just different terms in a different place with a slightly different cast of characters, but the execution remains the same. We are facing people who rule through tyranny, hatred, and anger. Half of them trying to say that we're the tolerant ones, but there is no tolerance. Okay, politicians do not have tolerance. The reason they don't have tolerance is because they're lawyers first. And lawyers don't have tolerance. And there are some good lawyers, but it is my opinion that there are no good politicians. Period. End of discussion. They're all a sham. They're all in it for power, not to help people. They don't give a damn about the people. Anybody that believes that these people running for office in any capacity actually care about their quote-unquote constituents is a load of bullcrap. They're all going to do the same thing when they get into office, and that's do what they want. Further their grip on power. Why? Because that furthers their grip on money and luxury, and that's why they're in this, to make money. You have to grasp this concept. Politicians want money, ultimately. Power leads to money, therefore power has to come with every act they make. The founding fathers of this country envisioned an entirely different scenario. They believed the American people would rise up and overthrow something like this, but they didn't take into consideration technology, because technology didn't exist, not in the form that we know it today. There weren't any iPads, there weren't any tablets, there wasn't computers, there wasn't social media. People, you know, gathered their information completely differently. And the problem is that we're entertained 24/7. We're distracted 24/7. It's the perfect opportunity to seize the reins and drive the people into the dirt. And that's what's happening. I suggest you read the letters of J.R.R. Tolkien and you get yourself educated on the only way out of this mess. Beware of far-right extremists that post propaganda as the YouTuber I just mentioned, because it is all designed to scare. And frightened people, panicked people, cannot organize. They cannot. If they do organize, it's in the wrong way. Example given, Antifa. Antifa is not anti-fascist because they're pro-communist. I don't know how you can, separate the two. There's no such thing as anarcho-communism. You're either an anarchist or you're a communist. You cannot be both. And I'll go toe-to-toe with any anarcho-communist, self-described, that believes that position is legit. I will gladly go toe-to-toe with you and I will tear you to shreds. Because anarchy, in its actual definition, is not giving complete and total control to the government. Yeah, but communist means community, means, no. Anytime you want to hand power over to one ruling party, you have failed as an anarchist. Okay? I'm not saying there shouldn't be laws. I'm not saying there shouldn't be some sort of guideline for decent human behavior. But at the end of the day, it is not communism. Okay, that's a dictatorship. It is the absolute antithesis of anarchy. And it cannot be tolerated. And it's time for you people to wake up, especially you anarcho anything. But, anarcho-Christians, I get. It actually makes a lot of sense. Anarcho-communists, just make up terms because it sounds good to your ear. Well, I want a world where everything's equal. It's not going to happen. If you have communism, you have a ruling class, which completely defeats the purpose of communism, which was to eliminate classes. Yet it conveniently doesn't get rid of the ruling class, the most corrupt of all the classes, the most vicious of all the classes. And so we're left with this mess. We're left with the Elizabeth Warrens and the Bernie Sanders and the Beto O'Rourkes, who recently suggested banning religion and religious liberty. That is not even close to anarchy. That is complete and total power and control. They want their focus completely on them. They want dependency completely on them. Again, not anarchy. If you think you're badass enough to take me toe-to-toe on this, like I said, I'm going to make you look stupid and I'm going to plaster your face all over the place because you need to be embarrassed. That's one of the things that's missing from American society. Shame. There is no shame. Nobody has shame. Without shame, we cannot have repair. And if we can't repair what's broken, we will never rise above this tyranny that we are watching slowly but surely rise from our political system. I'll have more on this, and I will be the voice of reason if nobody else wants to do it.
New York, London,
Philadelphia,
Japan,
Chicago,
Paris,
San Francisco,
Tijuana,
Los Angeles, California.
The Vince Wild Show.